I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And so for anyone asking, hey, where are you on Saturday and Sunday? Not here. That's called a weekend. Don't listen or look for me here. I will not be here. Monday through Friday night is when you can find me. Saturday afternoons, most of them, you can listen to me in New York City on WFAN. Like tomorrow. Now, if you want to listen to me on CBS Sports Radio, it's simple. The free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158 for all my folks riding up and down the highways and byways, or maybe you got the Sirius XM app. Good. And you can always listen on a smart speaker. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepper coming to you live from New York City. We've had a busy night. Talked about Michael Jordan, talked about Ja Morant, talked about Deion Sanders. Mike Dunleavy is the new general manager of the Golden State Warriors now that Bob Myers has stepped down, filled you in, unfortunately, on Greg Norman being sued, allegedly, reportedly, you know, gave alcohol to minors at his home, and now one minor was sexually assaulted. Just terrible things. And then right before the break, I actually had some good news to share with everyone. A big shout-out to Tony Snell, NBA role player, who shared with the world that he was recently diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum. And I think it's very brave of him to do, and it's empowering to others who are told can't do this or they can't do that and they shouldn't do this. And he even said, which is a terrible thing, he wouldn't have the life that he has now. He would not have been afforded the opportunity to play basketball if he was diagnosed sooner, because people would have put a cap on his abilities. And so good on Tony Snell on what he's accomplished, and good on him for letting people know that, man, if you want to go out and do something, don't let anybody stop you from attempting to go out there and try. So good on Tony Snell. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, I do want to update you on Hard Knocks. Yeah, a great show on HBO. Every year we get a highlight of an NFL team. We go behind the scenes, and it's actually one of the few shows that I take the time to sit and watch. And we have no participant in Hard Knocks. And the NFL is going to have to go ahead and make a decision soon based around a lot of their parameters. So we'll talk about that momentarily. Before we get out of here, I want you to hear again from Michael Jordan a few years ago. I want you to hear from Deion Sanders about his foot. But let's hit the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. We got Murray. Murray calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Murray? Hey, Murray, you're live on the radio. And Murray is no longer live on the radio. Let's go ahead and talk to Carrie from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, JR. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I hope I don't take too much time and I can finish this thought, but a lot of the people calling in tonight, you know, talking about where y'all come from and stuff, man, on a personal note, my dad was in and out of prison, a drug addict and alcoholic. I saw a lot of domestic violence, and it sounds like y'all had it better than that, but in general, man, I know statistics say certain things, but where you come from don't determine where you go. It ultimately comes down to you. I myself got to a point where I was looking at losing my family, my everything. And when I got to that lowest point, it was my decisions that put me there. It didn't. What happened around me was excuses. Yeah. My decisions put me there. And what I'm saying is, and all of this, forget the suspensions, the money, basketball, secondary. I hope Job really takes the time to sit down and look at himself and realize his decisions is putting him in a position to lose everything he's worked for, and basketball is secondary to that. In the crazy world we live in today with these guns, people know now he's got a gun. He gets pulled over for a speeding ticket, and the police run his tag and know it's him. They don't know if he's got a gun in there. They don't know what's going on that night. People who roll up on him on a club and have a disagreement, they think he's got a gun. They're going to react way worse than just fighting sometimes. He's putting himself in a lot of danger. And, yes, correct. I hope he saves his basketball career, but his correct. Life is more important.
Correct. Well, Carrie, beautifully said, worked. Man.
You know, and I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
No, thank you. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Nothing else to say after that. You know, we used an example of Andre Ward, I did, because he was just here with us 2 weeks ago. Hall of Fame boxer, undefeated in his career, retires at the peak, seemingly had a great career and great life, and no, it was not. Parents were on drugs. He ended up selling drugs, and he, as an adult, had to make a decision as to what direction he wanted his life to go. Go check out Andre Ward's documentary on Showtime. 855-212-4CBS. Trevor is calling from Ontario. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, yes. JR, thank you so much for having me on the call. But I do want to talk about Jock. Can I just tell you, Elliot Friedman here in Canada, he's the number one hockey insider in all of like the NHL. His son has autism. So as you were speaking about that autism stuff or whatever, if you need a hand to reach out to, that guy is the guy from Canada. He's a huge advocate. Anyways, I just thought of that as you were like telling us about the story.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Thank you so much. Here's the thing. The Jays in the last Blue Jays, last 5 years, Anthony Bass, Osuna got let go because they are not. Ja Morant is like the best player in the world. Him and De'Aaron Fox are my two favorite players. I'm like 45. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson is the greatest of all time. I just want to like let everybody know that. But anyways, here's the thing. He's so good. That's why he's not getting the biggest penalty or whatever. And can you imagine Patrick Mahomes getting caught for gambling? What would his penalty be if someone like that got caught? So like you kind of have to like look at it. I want to go back and forth. I don't want to like take up all your time, but like think about it. The best players are not going to get the worst penalties, but if you do it like three or four times, I mean, like
I don't think so. I think if we look historically through sports, man, Pete Rose is one of the best hitters who's ever lived. Where's he at?
That was 40 years ago when gambling was not as like cool as it is now, where we have apps that do
no,
it.
No, but
like a bad
no,
example,
you're. I don't think that the timing matters. What the leagues will try to do, what they will try to do, because look at the end of the day, it comes to the bottom line, but not in the realm of we're going to look at who you are and then slap you on the wrist. If anything, you're going to be made an example of. For as big as Patrick Mahomes is, for as big as Ja Morant is, the NBA is going to exist long after him. The NFL is going to exist long after him. And one thing that they have to do to not screw up the money is to screw up the integrity of the game. Regardless of how
you,
they – hold on,
sorry,
Trevor.
If,
Hold on, Trevor.
Yes.
You will let me finish. You are 100%
correct. Yes, obviously. It's your show. You're the man. Yes.
They can cloak integrity as much as they want. At the end of the day, it's about the cash. They will not screw up the cash. They will make an example out of anyone about the cash. My point about Pete Rose isn't so much about when and where it took place and how gambling is accepted, not accepted. If Aaron Judge was betting on New York Yankee games, we would not see Aaron Judge ever again. And it doesn't matter where he falls on a pecking order. It's irrelevant.
Can I ask you, if Patrick Mahomes got caught doing what these other guys on the Detroit Lions did, what do you think would happen?
Like, they would face, honestly, I would gather they face the same suspension, because he would face the same suspension. What I'm saying is very clear to you. And God forbid Patrick Mahomes fell off the face of the earth tomorrow, the NFL mm-hmm. is going to continue on, okay?
Yeah,
nobody is going to chop themselves off in the short term to pretty much kick themselves down the road for the long. It doesn't work that way, man. Trevor, think about that.
May I say one more thing that's like very like good to this world is 50th anniversary of hip hop. We got to all talk about this, because that Scarface intro the last few times is absolutely bumping, and thank you so much. 50 years of hip hop. Give it up, baby. All right. Thank you so much, J.R. Smith. You're like the man. Thank you so much. Up here in Kitchener, Ontario, where is it from, baby?
My last name is Jackson, you idiot. J.R. Smith plays basketball.
Oh, well, he did.
He still plays basketball. Tries, yeah. Go out there and whoop ass, Chef. Relax. We need to get Curtis Blow. Yeah, we'll get Curtis Blow on. We need to do something for the 50th anniversary of hip hop. You want me to help you write a book on it? why are you laughing?
It's just funny the way you're saying it. And it started off as a pretty good call, and it just kept getting a little worse and a little weirder. And you put off with it, and I'm amazed you put off with it as long as you did. Speaking of hip hop, if we're gonna have a 50-year anniversary or commemoration, you gotta get LL, right? Or Snoop. Like, those guys, they've been doing it for 30-plus years.
No, well, the idea behind Curtis, you know Curtis Blow?
Jay, I'm never going to lie to you. I know the name, but he's known as something else, right?
No, Curtis Blow is the first hip-hop artist. He's the first rapper to have a record deal as a single artist. Curtis Blow was also a producer. Curtis Blow also created the song Basketball, which I'm sure you've heard.
It's not the We Talking Basketball. It's not that one.
That would happen to be my friend Curtis Blow.
That's Curtis Blow?
Yes, Curtis Blow also performed These Are the Breaks.
Wow.
Yes. So when you talk about LL Cool J and you talk about Snoop Dogg, the reason why I said Curtis Blow is because there's a guy who came before all of them. His name was Curtis Blow. And we'll get Curtis Blow on the show soon.
Awesome.
Yeah, this just little tidbits, just little tidbits. Curtis Blow also a producer for some of the early hip-hop songs as well. Curtis Blow, a good buddy, and we'll get Curtis Blow on the show. No problem. I would text Curtis right now, but I'm sure he is somewhere touring in Europe. Shout-outs to my main man, Curtis Blow. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. LL, we can look into LL. LL is a huge boxing fan. I've spoken to LL about his love of boxing.
What about Chuck D?
Chuck D is also a great basketball fan. I know Chuck D does a lot of calling in to the fan and also NBA radio.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly what I was thinking with that.
Yeah, but ask. Next time you talk to Chuck D, ask him about Curtis.
That deal. We should try to, should we aim for him to come on your show? Just saying.
Who?
Chuck D. I mean, let's get Curtis, obviously. You're good friends with him, but we should try to get Chuck D as well.
It's not try. Chuck D is a call away. We get Chuck D easy.
Awesome.
Yeah, the more you know, Shep. Listen, these are people that are very, very close over here. Okay?
That's awesome. He follows me on Twitter. I don't know why, but he does follow me on Twitter.
It's
so
likely NBA radio.
Probably.
We can call him as well. It ain't no sweat. These are people very, very close, Shep. Don't worry about it. We'll get both of them on. 855-212-4CBS. Andrew's here from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Andrew.
I wanted to talk about Adam Silver with the John Moran thing. You know, I agree with you, like 25 games, it could be more. But honestly, I really do think that Adam Silver has a lot more sincerity and integrity than someone like Rob Manfred. And obviously it comes down to money, you know, in the end. But I honestly think Adam Silver is sitting there thinking like, okay, you know, this young man has some issues, you know, real issues. And, you know, yes, suspending him from some games, you know, will affect his paycheck a little bit, but, you know, with his $200 million contract, maybe not that much. But I really think Adam Silver sincerely, like, wants him to get the help he needs. And I think he realizes, like, suspending him from some basketball games isn't necessarily going to fix the root cause, correct, you know, of the problem.
No, so, I agree. I agree with you. It's less about the games and more about the time. And right. I'll say this. Adam Silver has been the commissioner here for the better part now of almost 10 years. Adam mm-hmm. Silver has been running the show. And right when he got the job, one of the first things that he had to do was give Donald Sterling the boot. And he wasted no time, and it'll be something that I will always remember for how he handled it and how straightforward he was. I personally have yet to hear a real negative word about him as a person. Okay? I've heard plenty enough. I've actually interviewed David Stern prior to him passing. And you hear stories about dudes, especially when you're around long enough. Sometimes true, sometimes not true. And I personally have learned, hey, I don't always want to judge folks unless I can interact with them. Because I hear horror stories, and it can sometimes be the opposite. But Stern, hardliner, hard driver. Adam Silver, man, he's more of a relaxed dude. He's a lawyer. He's a little bit more down to earth. And so I agree with you. And don't even get me started on Manfred. I think he is just he's a fill in the blank, Andrew. Let's leave it there, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, you got me all fired up talking about old school hip hop. Shep just don't know yet.
Send Shep Curtis Blow's records, man.
Oh man, I gotta send him some stuff.
Do you got Christmas rapping?
Of course, man. I mean, okay. I go back to the Cool G Rap days, man. I mean,
oh, Cool G Rap and DJ Polo. Come on,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'd kick a little third base and some MC Search every now and then. To be honest with you.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm Brian. I keep up to date with everything that goes on now, and so for all 50 years, I can sit down and probably talk about every era and generation. What a lot of people don't know, this is what I grew up in. I grew up in hip hop. I grew up in New York City, in Hot 97. I grew up. My uncle is a DJ by the name of Fat Man Scoop. I mean, I've grown up around a lot of these dudes. So
I grew up, you know, here in the South, but, you know, it was 8-Ball and MJG.
Yes.
K, you know, obviously the Ghetto Boys. But, you know, I remember the influence. I always loved New York. I mean, I used to pick up the Ron G. I used to have a buddy up state that used to send me some Ron G mixtapes. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, going back to the early days of Sway and Tech, I mean, I just
Sway is my guy, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where we talk about it, but it doesn't exist in the form that it used to. It was what we hear now is I'm not really sure what's going on now with the rap game, but hip hop is, to me, it's basically dead. I don't see it anymore. I don't see breakdancing. Right. I don't see the attire, the culture. I mean, and I think it exists in people's minds, but
the culture is different. That's what it is. You know, people look at hip hop. It's not just a musical genre. It's a culture, and it is a culture that has just permeated just every corner of Earth. You know, I mean, years ago, maybe more than a decade ago, I was in Hong Kong. And for good or bad, whatever it is, people only know what you know. You know what you see on TV. Man, I was in Hong Kong, and they just called me hip-hop just because I was black and I was from America. And so that's the exposure that's there. And, yeah, man, hip-hop, it was supposed to have been a fad, and it's here, and it's gone, and the music, it hasn't gone anywhere. The music has
changed.
Right.
And, you know, people, your listeners out there, if they just, and I'll make it quick, the listeners out there, it's a little cheesy, but it'll give you a taste of a little bit of hip-hop. There was an old movie that came out. I remember I used to be in love with Ray Don Chong, but Beach Street. You remember Beach Street?
Yeah, Beach Street, Crush Groove, all of it.
Yeah, oh, Crush Groove. Don't get me started. Yeah, but so
you don't got a contract. You don't got
minds,
nothing.
But I would love to see the return, because people underestimate just how many positive messages and how much intelligent rap was part of that hip-hop culture.
Oh,
Chef, I love you, man. I mean, Chef, get knowledgeable about things. JR, I love you. Take care.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you for calling from Houston. Listen, man, knowledge reigns supreme. Shout-outs to KRS-One. A lot of the storytelling is gone in hip-hop, and that's what I absolutely love. It's just to be able to take somebody on a walk, and, you know, if I listen to Nas-O-Matic, it reminds me of standing under the train station as a kid in 1994. Yeah, it just, there's so many elements of hip-hop. And so, yeah, it's, ironically, a gentleman from Canada called about the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and, yeah, 50 years. Welcome to my life and my world. Before sports. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll give an update on Hard Knocks. Who the hell is it going to be? We got more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We deserve entertainment. We deserve content. Now, the NFL mini camps and all these little HOAs, homeowners associations, whatever the hell they call these things. Now that everything is done, we're getting ready for real training camp. OTAs, HOAs, ABCs, AB, whatever they are. We got real training camp coming about a month from now. And so what does that mean? That means HBO and the NFL are getting ready to produce Hard Knocks, one of the greatest series that sports has ever seen, going behind the scenes of an NFL team in training camp. And we've had excellent stories. We've had excellent experiences. Who can forget Rex Ryan, coach of the New York Jets at the time, Just being enthusiastic about getting snacks. Who can forget this? The computers suck, man. Nice when the computers work. Hey, Shub, do we need to get Rex Ryan a snack or we gotta wait?
Give me about 30 seconds. I'm resetting everything, yes.
Oh, my goodness. What, they knew we were going to make fun of Rex Ryan, so they broke the computer?
Something like that, yes.
Well, that sucks. Let's talk to Bob from Pittsburgh, and then we can make fun of Rex Ryan. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
My man, JR, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Not too much, man. Appreciate you. About the Hard Knocks, man, just kind of want to get a little clarification. Like, I wasn't, like, I mean, how do they do that? Because, like, if you made the playoffs 2 years ago, you can't be on Hard Knocks, or can you be on Hard Knocks if you haven't, right? Obviously, I'm from Pittsburgh, and
You can. Like, I got an
answer. Tell me.
You can say no. You can decline. Okay? So okay. Here's the deal. If you made the playoffs in the past two seasons, you don't have to do Hard Knocks. If
okay.
your team has a first-year head coach, a la, let's say, the Houston Texans, you don't have to do Hard Knocks. And if you have been on Hard Knocks in the past 10 years, you do not have to do Hard Knocks. Those are the qualifications there.
Okay. So my question to you, give me your top three. Who would you like to see in Hard Knocks this year?
Well, we're gonna get there.
Detroit again or no? I mean, that was kind of fascinating last year.
The NFL asked the Lions, and the Lions pretty much said no.
Okay, so who's your top three that you would like
I'm gonna share that after I make fun of the Jets and Rex Ryan. Okay?
Shut up, man! That is awesome. Okay,
so stay
and
tuned.
Then after the Jets,
I didn't say the Jets.
Who'd you say?
I said I'm going to share who I want to see on Hard Knocks after I make fun of Rex Ryan and the Jets. That's what I said. Stay tuned, Bob. Okay, thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. Now we can listen to Rex Ryan be hungry. Listen to this.
New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Yeah, you got Rex Ryan who wants to eat a snack. And then speaking of the Lions from last year, you had Dan Campbell. And Dan Campbell, he was just, I don't know if he wanted to cry. I don't know if he was being inspirational. He was just very emotional on Hard Knocks last year. Listen to Dan Campbell.
You guys, that's all I think about, man. That's all I f***ing think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best f***ing possible, the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please. Let's be better tomorrow.
Hey, man, you got to give HBO with the dramatics and the soundtrack. And they hit every button perfectly. They tell an amazing story. That was from last year. Rex Ryan was from, about 12 years ago. Let's go back even further. Let's go back 22 years ago to the Ravens when Shannon Sharp, the guy who just said, screw this guy, Skip Bayless. Shannon Sharp was pretty much being cooked on Hard Knocks by a rookie. Tim Johnson was giving everybody his best Shannon Sharp.
You humiliated me, dude, on national television, so I want restitution.
I knew that Goose had something to do with that, and I told Goose then, I said, Goose, I want my restitution. You embarrassed me.
I forgot what we were talking about.
That's why I got two bowl rings and you don't.
Yeah, I heard the reference in there as well to Tony Siragusa. It's crazy that, he passed away last year. It's already nuts. And he was a character in and of himself. And so Hard Knocks always gives you just a... It's a fun show, man. It gives you the behind the scenes, these guys goofing around, having a good time, and there's some serious aspects too. Learn more about the dudes, you see the process of them getting cut and released. You go talk to their families, guys who are just trying to make the squad. It's pretty fun. Now me, I'm not giving you no top three. Sorry about that to the guy who asked. I give a top six list on Wednesday. Go ahead and listen to the top six list. But I would love to see the New York Jets participate again in Hard Knocks. Why? Aaron Rodgers is there. How irritating would it be to just follow along just the New York Jets? So I'm here for it. And let's be real. The New York Jets are a very interesting story this year. Something that has been said is from their head coach, Rob Saleh. He was asked about Hard Knocks, and he pretty much said, I don't want to do it.
Robert, have you heard of you guys are going to be on Hard Knocks or not yet? Haven't gotten word or anything like that. I know there's several teams that would love for Hard Knocks to be in their building. We're just not one of them. So.
Hardy, har, har, har. And so I gave you the parameters for teams that can basically say no. The New York Jets aren't in that category. The NFL and HBO already asked the Lions again, and the Lions said no. And so there are four teams eligible to be on Hard Knocks. The Chicago Bears, the Saints, the Commanders, and the Jets. Which team would you like to see on Hard Knocks? The Bears, the Saints, the Commanders, or the Jets? Hey, you got four options. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't call me telling me about no Seahawks. It's very simple. Bears, Saints, Commanders, or Jets. What team would make the best, just give the best show on Hard Knocks? Hey, Marco, who would you prefer, man? Do you have a preference on who would be on the show?
Not even close, the Jets. Not even close.
Why?
The Bears, what's the intrigue? I got to see Justin Fields and nothing else. The Saints, what exactly am I looking at? Because I really don't believe in that team. You want to give me the Derek Carr? I don't care. The Commanders are a cluster, so maybe that might be somewhat entertaining.
They got a new owner now, transition. Yeah,
right. I'm pretty sure the NFL doesn't want us to, you know, peel the curtain back on Washington just yet. So I feel like that's not necessarily a real option, and I don't know if that's going to be that much fun anyway with Ron Rivera. The Jets are compelling in 100 different ways. The Aaron Rodgers, the Saleh, there's just so much intrigue of what's going to happen with Gangrene getting the influx with Aaron Rodgers that – to me, this is a no-brainer, and the Jets can't say no. So I'd be surprised if the NFL doesn't force them to do it.
I'm in the same boat. Rob Saleh basically wrote that solidly when he said, we don't want to do it. Well, you basically set yourself up for an email, man. That's it. No ands, ifs, or buts about that. Shep, would you have a preference between the Bears, Saints, Commanders, and Jets?
I'm with Marco on this, JR. You got to go with the Jets. I mean, you have Brandon Tierney. I'm sorry, Robert Saleh. And I'm sure you guys would get that joke. And then, of course, you have Aaron Rodgers, and you know he is full of quotes. However lame he thinks he is still Aaron Rodgers, and he's still compelling.
Yeah. There's, I think, looking at the New York Jets, what might be a future disaster is highly intriguing, and the personalities there, they got a lot of them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What team would you want to see participate in Hard Knocks? The only real eligible options, the Bears, the Saints, the Commanders, and the Jets. We'll get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, that's not a nice thing to say because I'm only going to be here for, I don't know, couple more minutes. It's not nice. Dave Smith is coming through. Stay tuned. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy night. Busy, busy, busy. Ja Morant, 25-game suspension. Michael Jordan selling the Hornets for $3 billion. Mike Dunleavy, new general manager of the Golden State Warriors. We talked about Greg Norman being sued because allegedly a young woman was assaulted at his house, at a party, where minors were served alcohol, all allegedly, and then some positive news. I told you that Tony Snell NBA player diagnosed with autism recently at 31 years old. And so an amazing inspiration to so many other people who are told that they can't do this or they can't do that. All you got to do now is say, hey, look at Tony Snell. Look at what he did. And there's so many other people who have amazing stories. And then right before the break, we talked about Hard Knocks. NFL training camps get going in a little more than a month from now. And we have four teams that can appear on Hard Knocks this season. They're all eligible. The Chicago Bears, the New Orleans Saints, the Washington Commanders, and the New York Jets. I'd love to see the Jets because typically they're a blank show. They're a house on fire. Aaron Rodgers is there. I'll tune in and listen to this dude. Just, it should be fun. Make the New York Jets be on Hard Knocks. I would love it. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is here from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How you doing tonight, JR?
Amazing, man.
I think it would be good for the Commanders just for the fact that the atmosphere changed after Daniel Snyder pretty much took a dump on the team for 20-some years.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely be a theme. And then everybody can also fall in love with Sam Howell, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you the Commanders of your team?
Absolutely.
What happened, man? You in the Carolinas. Well, why are you not a Panther fan? They came too late?
Well, I've been a Skins fan since the 80s. So I just don't change teams just because the team got put in Charlotte.
Yeah. I figured that. I was like, it's because of the whole expansion thing. Well, thank you, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
No problem.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, it has to be expansion. Certainly does. Art is calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Art?
Man, what is it for JR?
How are you?
I'm blessed by the best, man. I hope the same for you.
Thank you.
Big shout out to my boy Tony Snell, man. But I'm not even going to say that. Another great story about autism. Did you see my dude, man, the little caddy from Long Beach with the Rubik's Cube, 3-point-some seconds. He completed it.
Oh, I did see that. I didn't know that he was on the autism spectrum.
Yeah,
I didn't
he has
see that.
Autism, and he says beautiful. That calms him down, man, and nobody's ever done that. It took me like 6 months to figure out a Rubik's Cube before I threw it against the wall.
Have you ever completed a Rubik's Cube?
No, sir.
Yeah, neither have I. Hey, Shep,
Shep,
have you ever completed a Rubik's Cube?
Not even in my dreams, JR.
Yeah,
I can't do it, JR. I don't know what it is, but anyway, that's a beautiful story, man. Yeah. Love to hear it. I'm a big fan of I like the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I know I probably shouldn't be naming names, but
St. Jude's,
stuff like that, man, because I got a niece who goes through St. Jude. Donate, Make-A-Wish Foundation, all that stuff. I'm with it. Autism, I'm with all of that.
You know Michael, and we talked about Michael Jordan earlier on in the show. You know when he turned 60 in February, he donated $10 million to Make-A-Wish. Were you aware?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Well, now everybody else
knows. Not the
only
one. You don't hear about the good news.
Sure.
You just hear about bad news, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, but then I got another one for you with this Ja Morant, man.
Okay.
Ja Morant, he don't got issues, and you're going to understand this by being an intelligent black man, man. It's just the environment nowadays with these youngsters. You get a lot of money, and you're doing it for likes and comments, but you got these other little kids looking up to you, and you're not – you got to set an example, man. It ain't nothing wrong with that dude except the company he keeps, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, that might be the start of the problems. I think we
that's,
can probably...
That as well. But
yeah.
You wasn't raised like that. And if you was raised like that, if you come from the hood, if you get out the hood, you ain't trying to live like you in the hood. You change when you get out the hood. You got out the hood, JR. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, he got a long list of issues. Yeah, I don't know if he's familiar with everything he's facing.
He got too many yes men, bro.
But the first thing, yeah. It's not even the yes men. He got a lot of issues, but the biggest one happens to be the one that he sees when he looks in the mirror. and he has to be the dude willing to kind of fix himself and get it together.
He's the only person. I know you're up against it. One more thing, JR.
Oh, no.
He can put out these statements. You done did that before, bro, but you ain't lying. You can lie to me, but you ain't lying to nobody but yourself if you don't change your character. I love you, JR. Happy Father's Day. I know you ain't no father. Keep doing what you're doing. Best show on the dial.
Well, thank you, Art. Appreciate you for calling from Arizona. Who told you that? Who told you that, man? Whole last lie out here. 855-212-4CBS. Andrew calling from Boston. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on? I want to talk a little bit about this Jack Jones news, him getting caught at the airport with weapons. It goes so much deeper than I think any Patriots fan knew. This is the fifth time he's been in trouble. He got kicked out of USC. He got suspended 2 games last year. I mean, thank God the Patriots drafted this cornerback in the first round, because it seems like they're going to be without this kid for a while, and he's venturing down the Ja Morant path.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that up to the country, man. We didn't address that on the air. For anyone who is not familiar, Patriots cornerback, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you, man. Jack Jones arrested on weapons charges at Logan Airport. Bail set $50,000. Well, he won't be a New England Patriot for too much longer. Bill Belichick got better things to do. Hey, listen, folks, I appreciate you. It's been an amazing week. We have gone from the Denver Nuggets being crowned NBA champions. We've gone to the Las Vegas Knights hoisting the Stanley Cup trophy. And then even over the past 24 hours, we've learned that Nikola Jokic, he did not go straight back to Serbia after the parade. Nikola Jokic went to Vegas. Lion ass. Oh, I can't wait to get home. I need to go home. Not before you dance to Soulja Boy and just drink alcohol. Enjoy yourself. He's a champ. Hey, Shep, thank you for a great week.
My pleasure, man. Thank you as always, JR.
No doubt about it. Listen, folks, I'll be back with you Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, Monday night. Hey, Shep, when are you on air?
I am on 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday every single weekend, JR.
Beautiful, beautiful. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, okay? I'm done. I'm gone. I'm finished. If you want to, you can listen to me tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, CBS Sports Radio. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Shep, who's coming up next? Dave Smith is up next. Y'all have a good night.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.